So, as you know, I love listening to podcasts. And I've been listening to Amanda Francis the last few weeks. She's a business money guru, spiritual mentor, blah, blah, blah. I think she's out here in LA somewhere. Grew up in Oklahoma. A few things I love about her that I wanted to tell you about, things that I'm trying to grow in. First is how, I guess, authentic would be the word she is. Just how honest she is with herself. She cusses, she talks about money, she takes pretty pictures, she uses a whole blonde thing to her advantage on her Instagram. She's supposed to be a Christian, but talks about making millions. And it might be a little windy here for you in the microphone, so I apologize for that. Let's see if I can do something about that. But it really challenges me. I don't mean that I need to cuss or any of that, but I don't know if you struggle with being fake, but I find myself being fake so often just to make people happy or to fit in or to maybe see if this is the answer to all of my problems or if this is the solution or maybe this is the real thing that I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Seems like she has found that, and she's just unapologetically herself. And she's not even old yet. I'm old, and I still struggle with all these things. So here's the question, or here's my talk for today. How do you become authentic? Leave me a comment below. Tell me, do you feel like you're authentic? And how did you get there? So let me give you some of my thoughts on, first, what keeps me, or what can keep you from being authentic? Why are you not authentic? Well, from my experience, number one, it's because you want to please everyone. Number two is because you're not confident in your own thoughts. Number three is because you're afraid to express your thoughts. I find that this last thing is maybe my greatest challenge. I feel like if I was to speak my truth, I would offend people, I would shake, my lip would quiver, I would begin to sweat, I would second guess myself, all these things would happen. But the reality is that when I do speak my truth, even if it's imperfectly, I feel amazing. Is this what happens to you as well? Is this why you're not your true you? Is because you are afraid to say it imperfectly, to hurt people's feelings? I was at a meeting the other night. We're talking about finances and such. And I already had a plan about the whole thing. But instead of... I'm on a walk, by the way, in case you haven't noticed by all the sounds of cars and wind and stuff. But hopefully this will work out. I'm trying to record podcasts more on the run, even if it doesn't sound pro like my usual gear. But anyway, so I was at this meeting, and I had a plan. Instead of me presenting the plan, speaking with authority, with all the authority of maybe 20 hours of maybe even 100 hours of work that I had put into this presentation, instead, I let someone else lead the whole conversation, and then I just agreed with them. Now, luckily, what they said was what I was planning on doing, but you get my point. It didn't come from me. I took a back seat to my own plan. I agreed with his plan instead of him agreeing with my plan. How ridiculous is that? Why did I do that? Well, because I get all chicken shit. Can I say that? I just did. I get all chicken. I think that I don't have the authority, that I'm in trouble, that I'm subservient to other people. I get into this immigrant, I call it, syndrome mindset. Like somehow I don't deserve to be in the country or to be at the table. Ridiculous stuff. And so on the way home of this meeting, I just kept first beating myself up. I called my wife. She's like, oh, don't worry about it. But I kept committing to being true. What would that look like? Well, it would look like I walk into the meeting, and after all the small talk and whatever, I would say, okay, when it comes to the budget, I have a plan. Yes, 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 you have a cool, loud car. Gotcha. So I would say, I have a plan, and here it is. I want to present it. Here are the handouts, and go from there. Even further, even maybe more than that, what I really need to do is to start the meeting myself. Take over the meeting. To actually act like I'm in charge of my own company and not let other people lead my own company, my own church in this case. You know, I'm a pastor, so really it needs to go back to that. For me to say, you know, from now on I'm going to lead these meetings and blah blah blah, which is what I really want to do. And so my authentic self would look like, first of all, putting in the work. So here's some tips I want to give you. So how can you be more authentic? Well, first is you got to do the work. The reason why I felt terrible is because I had put in 100 hours of work into this thing. No one else had. No one. Only I have the passion and the heart and the time to do this. I'm the boss. I'm the CEO, I'm the president. It's you, you're the owner. Nobody else has the time or wants to even give the time to do all this stuff. And so, you don't have to give away your power to somebody else just because of titles or the past or whatever. You do you. If you're ready, then go for it now. You have to be ready. Number two is you have to then have experience. Are you comfortable talking authoritatively or in a leadership, from a leadership position? Because some people, they're afraid to talk. This is the thing that I always am training our children in, is to talk in public. Like when they call their counselor at school, oh, mom, can you call? No. Son, you're 16, you call. Can you email my uncle? No, you email them. Here's what to do and how to say it. Yes, the dogs are everywhere now. But you have to learn how to talk yourself. The statistics are that those who can speak in front of others make more money and are generally more happy individuals. And that's what I didn't do that night. I didn't speak up for myself. But you have to learn how to speak. So taking some online courses on how to communicate, Toastmasters, or go to YouTube and just type in how to speak better in public. And practice in front of a mirror. Record yourself. Start a podcast. Listen to your own voice. I know none of us like our voice at first, but get used to it. Edit yourself. I'm always editing myself in these podcasts. And now, I mean, I've been doing this forever. I'm better at it, but I still think, oh man, I shouldn't have said that, or should have said more of this, or all that stuff. So practice so you can get better at communicating. And then third tip, how to be your authentic, true self, is let the chips fall where they may. Leave the consequences up to God. So one of the reasons why you might not be authentic is because you're afraid of people's reactions. What if nobody cares? What if they don't listen to you? What if it falls on deaf ears? In out one ear and out the other. What if they say, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard in my life, and they laugh at you? Maybe that's happened to you before. Well, this is where tough skin and resilience comes in. This is where the war of art comes in. Art, meaning being your true self, is a war. And resistance is the number one problem to being authentic. It's people don't care, or they act like they don't care, or they have a better idea. They're against you. They resist you. Now, here's the other truth. Many, I would say 90% of people, 99% of people, they actually want to lead, to be led by you. They want you to lead them. They're actually excited that someone thought about something ahead of time. Most people are followers. They're not leaders. Most people want to be led well. No one likes to be led poorly. But everyone, including me, including us leaders and entrepreneurs and creatives and high achievers, don't you want to be led well? Of course you do. We all do. Going to a restaurant, especially if it's a fancy one, don't you love it when the maitre d', they take you by the hand? If you're a lady, they put their arm out and they lead you to your table. You might be the president of a $10 million company. We all love to be led by someone who's professional, who's in charge. And so, yeah, some people may hate you or be jealous or ignore you. But 99% of people are going to be so glad that you spoke up. And the way that you learn how to do that more often is by just seeing the results. Every time that I speak up, I see how I clarify things for people. I make things better. That's why we're leaders and high achievers and success-driven people, because we make things better. But you have to step up. You have to stop giving away your power to somebody else. Your power is a divine power. It's given by God for a specific purpose at a specific time. One day you'll be gone from this earth, or you won't have that authority in that particular situation. Use your power wisely. Take hold of what God's given you. Has He given you two talents, one talent? Use that to the best of your ability. Don't hide your light under a bushel. Don't hide your gift, because what is going to happen? When the bridegroom comes in, he's going to take away your one gift and give it to the one with 10 gifts. You're going to be left empty-handed, my friend. Man, that scares me to death. I don't want that. Instead, if you have 1, 5, 10 gifts, double down on it. Because you're going to benefit everyone else. You're going to be happy yourself. You're going to make an impact. You're going to, if you want to create wealth, you're going to create wealth. If you're doing it to honor God, you're going to honor God. Whatever your goal is, you're going to do it. You're going to multiply it. You're going to see it blow up. So be authentic, my dear young adult, creative, high achiever, friend. I love you. I'm with you in this journey. I'm learning myself how to be more authentic. I hate it when I'm not, but I'm trying and learning to not stay down too long and to just get back up, to say, okay, try again next time. My prayer for you today is that you would know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are here for a purpose. You were bought with a price by the blood of Jesus. For such a time as this, to do good works in this world, He who began a good work in you will complete it. Never give up. Stay connected. If you want more training, I just did a course, 4-part course, 4 videos, 25 minutes each. called the Young Adult Basics Bootcamp, talking about these very topics, from career to mindset to love to faith, spirituality. Check it out at davidtree.com/free coaching, davidtree.com/free coaching. If you sign up before December 15th, today is November 13th, something like that. So you have about another month. If you sign up before then, you will get $100 off your order, so you can save a little bit extra for all that holiday shopping and Black Friday and all the rest. davidtree.com/free coaching. Thanks so much for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, leave me a review in iTunes, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.